Welcome to LiveWire, the Gateway Weekly Podcast, where you hear the latest messages and sermons fresh from the Sunday service. This edition of LiveWire has been brought to you by Gateway Community Church, reaching people, transforming lives.
Welcome, everybody, to another wonderful Sunday as we celebrate today yet again another opportunity to just worship God by listening through His Word. So before we continue on any further, may I invite you to join me in a moment of prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to You and dedicate this time around and pray that Your Holy Spirit will just be amid of us. And Lord, that You would continue to move mightily, and Lord, that You would inspire us, and You would continue to allow us to connect to a clearer purpose as we continue on with our subject matter this morning. We glorify You and we give You praise. In Christ's name, amen. Have you ever been in a situation wherein you were cruising around, probably with your friends, you know, or you were carpooling, no? May pupuntahan kayo, tapos kayo ay nalibang, no? And only to realize that you are lost, you know? And time and again, we experience opportunities of being lost. But what gives us the opportunity to go back to that which we are, you know, heading on to? And that is exactly what we're going to talk about this, you know, time around as we delve on the opportunity of what it means to kind of have a clearer purpose. Now, probably in the past, I have mentioned or we have talked about this many time again, or, you know, diniscuss po natin ito na kung saan pinag-usapan natin yung iba't ibang bahagi ng isang simulain. But this time around, especially so during, you know, this opportunity yet again that we are just journeying through, and probably the year that has not been so good to many of us because perhaps it has been quite a challenge. But you have to understand, how do we live through times of uncertainty? And let me just say this, no? As long as we are in this world, you know, things will be uncertain. In as much as we can plan for the future, in as much as we can plan for what is ahead, needless to say that we are not really sure how that plan will carry about. Hindi po tayo tuwinang nakakatiyak kung ano po ang kahihinatnan ng mga pinagpaplanuhan natin. So sa mga pagkakataon po, like, I think it was Ben Sherwood and also Craig Rochelle, one time in their talk, they discussed about how do one lead in times of disruption. And I remember one of my fave authors, Andy Stanley, also talked about this matter, that what do you do in times of disruption when uncertainty is pretty much at play in the things that we are confronted with? So how do you get yourself ready to perhaps what is ahead? So sa ating pagpapatuloy, as we continue on, I'd like to kind of invite you, you know, to understanding what it means to kind of function in accordance to one's design. And, you know, I remember, probably to many of you, this is redundant, but nonetheless, let me just share a little bit. When I was back in the College of Engineering and Architecture, you know, taking up a course in, of course, architecture as it is, you know, we are often time again reminded of the importance of function, you know, and how it is related to design. We call it designs follow function. Let me say that again, designs or design follows function. And functionalism, as we all know together, you know, back in the day, if you would really research this, functionalism is actually the principle that architects, okay, should design a building based on a purpose, a particular set purpose of that particular structure. And as a result, functionalism has become a part, you know, in the discipline of designs, okay? And to say the least, you know, functionalism had the strongest, okay, influence, particularly in architecture, you know, starting from Germany, you know, Czechoslovakia, USSR, and the Netherlands. And in terms of functionalism, you know, another proponent that I really, really like is Frank Lloyd Wright, okay, who is actually, you know, the celebrated architect in Chicago, okay? And he talked about the Vitruvian triad. And in this particular triad of design, he talks about, you know, important parts of that, okay? And in this particular design concept, one is invited to delve into the importance of design, as he would call it, the organic design. Okay, so the famous design of Frank Lloyd Wright, known as together as the Falling Waters, is actually a structure, you know, created on top of a waterfall, okay, without disrupting nature and the organic designs around it. Okay, it is rather kind of incorporated in the design as part and parcel of the entirety of environment. At ganun din po yung ating panawagan, ganun din po yung ating pong, kumbaga, ginagalawan sa mga pagkakataong ito. You have to understand that in God's great or grand design, you are part of His plan. No, you may be playing a huge role or maybe a small part, as it may be, but just the same, your part and your role in the grand design of God has meaning. That is why it is imperative for many of us as we continue on, you know, and at best, for us to weather the situations that we are in right now as we continue to delve on some more into opportunities of discoveries and you know, how to kind of overcome challenges and the like. Purpose and meaning is very important because, as you all know it together, man is in a constant search and pursuit of, you know, finding what makes life not to be just successful, but at the same time, meaningful. Let me say that again. What makes successful rather, but more so meaningful. I call that the pursuit of significance. So, kung titingnan po natin, marami sa atin nagtatanong, you know, as I've said a while back, you know, I think it was Andy Stanley who was the proponent of that he said, you know, amid uncertainty, clarity is the leader's best friend. And it's true. We may be living in uncertain moments. We may be leading in, you know, unpredictable times. But nonetheless, as long as we know, okay, what we are here for, and it's clear with us, okay, I'd like to propose to you that it's imperative that you discover clarity of purpose in your life. Now, there are common questions, okay, that one goes through. Basic questions, I would call this the questions of life. And the first question probably, you know, is, you know, popular to many of us. And we may not know the technical term, but we may have been asking the question all over again. And that's the question of existence. Okay? The question of existence is simply about the basic question of, why am I alive? Bakit nga ba ako buhay? O bakit ako nabuhay? At yung pangalawang question is the question of significance. Now, apart from existing, hindi ka lamang po ito parang bula na sumibol ka lang, ano? And then, panandalian, sabi nga ni James, ni Apostle James, na parang bula daw ang buhay, nasisibol, at mawawala din. However, you know, we are not just here simply for purposes of existence. We are here, you know, to achieve the question, or the answer rather, to the question of significance. So the second question is the question of significance. And thirdly, the question of intention. Is there a purpose, okay, you know, for life as it is today? So as we continue to explore those three important questions, let us continue to kind of highlight them bit by bit. Why are we alive in the first place? Or why did we come into this world? Okay, now Jeremiah said this. Okay, why was I born? Was it only to have trouble and sorrow to end my life in disgrace? You know, which is a very rhetorical, no? Lagi po itong napapakinggan or maaring sa ating pong sariling konteksto o sa ginagalawan natin, tanong po natin to, bakit pa ako nabuhay kung magkaasakit din lang? Bakit pa ako nabuhay kung maghihirap din lang? Kung masasaktan din lang ako? Bakit pa? You know, the why question is, I think, the most important question that we need to ask. Because as I've always said, you know, life is not more so finding the question, but more so about asking the right question. And I think the most basic question to life that one need to ask is that, why am I alive? Not simply because nabuhay lang ako out of random, okay, proposal or a proponent, you know, kind of just kind decided that I should come to being, but more so is to understand what is the very purpose of that. Now, una-una, there are a lot of attempts, Okay? When it comes to why. Now, let me just borrow a little bit of an idea, you know, that I heard from Rick Warren a couple of years back. When he talks about, you know, the different questions as to related to man's existence and how to explain life. And we explain life in our own premises. Meron po tayong kanya-kanyang paliwanag. Alam ko po na pagdating sa opinion, lahat tayo hindi mauubusan ng sasabihin patungkol sa ating pagkakaunawa sa buhay. So, whether you are a regular person, you know, you are schooled, you are trained, or whatever, understand this. There are questions that randomly people get to ask and tries to, you know, or attempts to answer those questions with their basic concept or ideas. And unang-unang tinatawag nating mystical approach. And what is a mystical approach? We are looking deep within, you know, the things that we see around us, okay? Like the force that is around us. You know, even George Lucas has his own concept of this mystical approach. He calls the force, okay? The Star Wars saga is talking about the force. So that is another interpretation. Other people look to the stars. You know, they look at their horoscope, they look at, you know, their own expressions or explanations to life. So we double into the mystical. Another is we try to answer the question of life or explain life by self-help approach. Ibig pong sabihin, we're trying to simply figuring it out via science, via academic pursuits, and other explanations that we can master. We try to make sense of life by our own pursuits of training and many other sources of information. And thirdly, we have what we call the philosophical approach. Okay, the philosophical approach is simply trying to explain one's existence through speculations. Okay, meron po tayong mga theories, meron po tayong mga samot-saring paliwanag kung bakit, you know, from evolution to other sources, you know, to tales and myths, you know, of the common known culture. But the question is, you know, all those are maybe interestingly valid at some point, you know, in terms of, but they do not really measure up to the real, you know, kind of quest for life. Okay, even Carl Jung, the famous psychologist, you know, wrote in his journal a couple of years back, "I don't know the meaning of life," he says. Okay, but I think something is meant by it. Okay, you know, in the pursuit of behavioral science, Carl Jung tried to explain the human psyche. Pero kung titingnan po natin sa bandang huli, sabi niya, hindi ko maipaliwanag kung ano talaga ang saysay ng buhay. Pero sabi niya, sa kabilang banda, naniniwala ako na merong dahilan. There's something that life is meant for. You know? So sa ating pagpapatuloy in our quest and explanation of life, you know, man's attempt, you know, in terms of what we have mentioned from the mystical approach to self-approach to philosophical approach, these are men's way of trying to explain and make sense of the creative work of God, you know, we call life. So, as we continue on, okay, in the real sense of it, God is saying, I was created to be loved by God. That God, time and again, since time immemorial, has been reaching out to man to let man know how much he loves him. And he has sent prophets, sages, kings, rulers, you know, for hundreds and thousands of years to reach out to man until eventually man was never really enough, you know, into kind of coping with what God has in terms of his huge, huge, grand design. That's why one time, you know, a couple of years back, he sent Jesus to be the very representation of God to redeem man. Now, for the most part of it, the very provoking or the motivation, the intention of God, the design, the grand agenda of God in sending Jesus is simply to explain, okay, and to reveal to man how much he loves him. Okay? So, long before God laid down earth's foundation, the book of Ephesians says, he had us in his mind and settled on us, okay, as the focus of his love. Now, to be made whole and holy by his love. That is the very essence of God's design. God has loved you or have loved you with an everlasting love, the prophet Jeremiah says. And this everlasting love, His love for you, is abounding and is endless. So, you know, it's kind of wrong to think that you are slighted and set aside and nobody really cares for you. And if you're listening to this message right now and you're seeking for answers and making, you know, trying to make sense of life and trying to find the meaning of life through other means, probably substances, relationship, you know, abuse of other things in your life, you cannot find the real voids fill with your own way apart from God. Because only the love and God's purpose and design can make sense, you know, of life. So, sa ating pagpapatuloy, kung titingnan po natin maigi, there's this difference that we kind of have to understand. Note, God's love is unending and not determined or influenced by human love or works. There's nothing that you can do to make God love you more, or nothing that you can do worse that love will love you less. Alam niyo, sa totoo lang, God loved you not because of you, what you can do, but because He is overflowing with His love for you, that just the same, He loved you for who you are. God's love for us, you know, is actually the testament, you know, that we have today, that He has His overflowing love overflowing amid of us. So, sa ating pong pagpatuloy as we continue on, understand one thing. And one thing is certain, one thing is sure, that the question, you know, that we are asking, as I've said, you know, to have the right answer, as I have precursored a while back, is as important as asking the right questions first, okay? Answers come later, question come first. So kung titingnan po natin, the second important question is the question of significance, okay? So makikita po natin, what does my life matter? Bakit mahalaga ang buhay mo? Kanina is the question, sabi po natin, of existence. Why am I here? Okay, bakit ako nandito? And as I've said, is because God has a purpose for your life. And He has chosen you in Him, you know, before the even before the foundations of the world. So the second important question, okay, so if that's the answer, God loves me, that is a question of the why, then, you know, why does that matter? Okay? Why does my life matter? Yun po yung tanong, no? Without you understanding God's purpose and design, life does not matter. Okay? Without purpose, life is petty. Okay? It's trivial and pointless. Kung wala po tayong masusumpungan, no? No, to give us the drive to wake up every day, to pursue a passion. You know, without passion, it's impossible to accomplish anything. And passion is birthed out of purpose. As I've said, in times of uncertainty like today, okay, our greatest leverage is clarity. And clarity is best defined by purpose. Pag klaro po sa atin kung bakit tayo nandito, you know, especially for our church, you know how we transitioned, you know, from the pre-pandemic, pandemic, and this post-pandemic area now, we have to understand one thing. That it is imperative, it is important for us to understand that without purpose, you know, we could have not transitioned to a better position today. So, as we continue on, remember David and even Job, and I love this very good, you know, parallel comparison. You know, I remember, look at this, as David said in the book of Psalms, chapter 89, verse 47, I remember how, you know, short my life is. Why did you, okay, create us for nothing? So even the psalmist himself, you know, closest to God, you know, at one point in his life, he questioned, why did you create us, Lord, for nothing? You know, that is, you know, not for nothing, you know, kind of just as like, you know, sarcasm at play here, but more so is the psalmist is declaring, Lord, naniniwala ako, you know, for the, you know, better interpretation of that particular phrase. Hindi ako naniniwala, Lord, na nilikha mo ako na para lang sa wala. You did not come into this world for nothing. You came with a purpose. Probably you have not truly made sense of it. But let me tell you this. God has a sure purpose in calling set apart for you. Even Job went on to say, why should I work so hard for nothing? Alright? So ito pong mga tanong na ito, napakahalaga eh. And these are the very, you know, people set apart by God to be, you know, an epitome or, you know, a reflection of His purpose. And yet we know how David came along and later on discovered his purpose and landed, you know, on the very calling that God has for him. And likewise, Job, who earlier on said, even in the midst of his perplexity, the Lord gives, the Lord takes, blessed be the name of the Lord. But towards the end, even the very declaration of Job made sense when he said, though, Lord, my beginning is small, okay, my ending will be very great. And that is exactly how God is at work or is working in our life. Now understand this, what man need is not more success, not more power, not more money, not more fame, not more riches, etc., but meaning and purpose. Because our greatest longings can only be satisfied when we find our function and design as based on the God-given ordained purpose that He has for your life. So it doesn't matter how it will play along, because at the end, you have to understand, God says He cares about us. Okay? Whether you do not know it or you're denying it or you're just simply ignoring it, needless to say, just the same, God's intention for you does not change. He cares about you. Okay? Every detail of your life matters to God. Probably, tatanungin natin, pero pastor, bakit nangyayari sa akin to? Ba't ako nagdadaan sa pandemya? Bakit, you know, I lost everything. I lost a loved one. You know, those that are seemingly important to me, I lost. Why did God allow that to happen? And if He is good, why? Well, you know, I have no enough questions, okay, that to ask God just the same to kind of diminish His love for me. Hindi po nakakasapat yung mga tanong ko sa Panginoon. Pero sa kabilang banda, nakakatiyak po ako na sa kabila ng lahat na pinagdadaanan ko, I may not understand now, but I know that God's purpose for me is good. Okay? The plans of God for me is good. Jeremiah, you know, kind of put it in a very good, you know, concept when he said, I know my plans that I have for you, says the Lord, plans of peace and not of evil, plans to give you a very good future. You know, in spite of what is happening with me right now, in spite of the uncertain things, in spite of the struggles, the vices, or whatever it is that I'm struggling with right now, the love of God, you know, compels me. The love of God, you know, is enough. Because at the end of the day, as I continue to ask, you know, Lord, do I matter to you? Of course you do. Okay, the Lord loves you and He cares for you. And the second thing probably is you have to understand that He has planned the days of your life. Okay, He has planned my days before I was even born. The Bible barely clearly states this, okay? God is never disappointed with you because He's planned you before you were even born. He knows, God wired you uniquely. Now, I'm not trying to say that it is the Lord that designed the imperfections in you, okay? That He caused you to sin or that He is the one that kind of designed you altogether. So probably it is His fault. That's why you are that way. No, I'm not saying that. I'm simply saying that God uniquely designed you in spite of the frailty that you may have. Just the same, He has made a solution for that. A fix, okay, for whatever problem that you are in. Because in spite of, you know, He knows your days. God has given you the length of your days, okay? And He knows how you are going to walk through those days. And He is there every day. Yes, you may fail. This is very hard to explain, you know, in a very scientific or in a very logical manner. And why do I stumble? Why do I hurt? And so forth, okay? If God knows, then why does He allow me to go through it? Now, I don't have the enough answers to those questions. But one thing I'm sure is that every time I fall, God is there. Every time I fail, God is there. You know, when I rise up, when I go to bed at night, God is there, the psalmist said. Okay? Before my birth, you scheduled each day of my life. Before I began to breathe, okay? Every day was recorded, okay, in your book. God knows all. God knows all. All in all. You know, He is reigning supreme in every aspect, in every affair, in every, you know, thing that we do in life. The things that we do, God is aware of. So, you know, kung titingnan po natin sa kabilang banda, God is always present. You know, maybe you may not necessarily feel Him because you are overwhelmed by emotions or the situation, but rest assured, God is there. And another thing is that He made me last forever. Okay? What do you mean, Pastor, He made me last forever? I'm going to die. Yes, probably physically. But you know, in the real sense, the real idea is this, that this life is more of a preparation for a better life in the next. Okay? That God has made everything beautiful for His own time. And take note of this, okay? That He has planted eternity in human heart. We may not be in eternity yet, but a sense of eternity, a sense of that everlasting promise, you know? And what do we have this time around that is going to be present in eternity altogether? Maybe not the physical ambience or environment that we have now, but rest assured that the presence of God that we experience now, the comforting presence of God, the healing touch of God, you know, the inspiration that comes from God, okay? The same thing, you know, in terms of what we have now in parcel, perhaps, of the reality and the sense of God being in, you know, in us, working in us and through us, is the same very presence, you know, that we will experience when we translate on to the next, when we translate into eternity, makikita po natin. But people, okay, don't see the whole, you know, shape altogether of God's work. Probably, you know, coming to pass, whatnot. But nonetheless, the workings of God is sure. In the book of Ecclesiastes, you read that in chapter 3, verse 11, and flash on your screen. Probably right now, you read this verse. Okay, but rest assured, life is your preparation for eternity. You're born for a lot more. Okay, so kaya nga, you know, the Lord even said, you know, Jesus said this, you know, that no eyes have seen, no ears have heard what God has prepared for those that loves Him. Okay, yeah, for a while we will probably endure the testings, the trials, the challenges of life, the uncertainty in particular, like what we're going through right now. But rest assured, there is something better in store for each one of us. Kaya, mga kapatid sa Panginoon, as we continue on, look at this. In the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12 to 14. For even the body is one and yet has many members, and all members of one body, though they are many, are one body. So also in Christ, for by one Spirit we are all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and we are all made to drink, I like this part, of one Spirit. The same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is the same Spirit that is working in you and is working in me. Yes, we may have troubles, we may have uncertainty in this world, but nakakatiyak po tayo na sa pamamagitan ng pagkilos at paggalaw ng banal na Espiritu sa ating mga buhay, iisang katawan, okay, iisang, you know, tayo iba't ibang bahagi, pero bahagi po tayo ng isang katawan. Anong katawan? Katawan ni Kristo. We are the body of Christ, we are the church, and we are preparing ourselves. You know, the Lord is gonna come back one of these days, you know, to kind of, you know, like the bridegroom, and the church is His bride. And, you know, that particular opportunity of being united with our God forever will be the greatest culmination of all that we have been preparing for. Huwag po tayong mainip. Huwag po tayong maglumihanan. You know, pag tayo may pinagdadaanan, yes, I know it's difficult, it's hard, emotionally draining, physically tiring, but our greatest consolation is that there is something great in store for us. Okay, so as we continue on further with this, okay, the moment a person realizes how much they matter to God, it'll change their life. Yes. Alam nyo, talagang madaming pagsubok. Minsan, parang, you know, the worries of life, the troubles of life, the pains of life eclipses the goodness of God. But that does not diminish, okay, the reality that God is alive, that God is working, that God is still the God of wonders and miracles. So, kung titingnan po natin, kagaya sa isang pagpaplano, no? A brick in a building per se. Okay? That's our comparison. Para tayong bahagi ng isang tinadhana ng Diyos na gusali na kanyang ginagawa o itinitindig, itinatayo, no? At bawat bahagi, ikaw at ako, you know, sabi niya, you believers are like building, okay? That building that God owns, okay? Jesus is the most, okay, sabi niya, important stone in the building. And the whole building is joined together in Christ. You are being built into, okay, a place where God lives through the Spirit. We are part of what God is doing. Kaya, huwag mo pong maliitin. Huwag mo pong, kumbaga, kakapagalan, no? Huwag kang mapagod, no? Because sa bandang huli, you know, when God is done with you in a building, okay, look at this, every part is connected. It supports each other. It supports, sabi dito, support in both, okay, giving and, okay, receiving. You know, it's a giving and the law of reciprocity applies, right? That every member, you know, that's how we call it in construction or in architecture and engineering, every member, meaning every part, is significant because, you know, you are part of God's workmanship. Pwede po bang sabihin niyo yan? I am God's workmanship. God is working in your life and God will continue to work in you and through you. So, as we kind of go with the last and final question, the question of intention, ito na mahalaga. Is there a purpose for my life? Okay? Kaya the question of significance. You know, we have the question of existence, why, okay, and the what, no? And now the most important part, and we will end with this, the question of why, no? Okay, is there rather purpose? Partly related to the earlier question, but more so of a more specific kind. Why are you here? What is the purpose of your life? My works all, okay, seem useless, Isaiah said. No, I have spent my strength for nothing, for no purpose at all. Alam niyo, lahat tayo minsan dumarating sa mga pagkakataon na kagaya ni Isaiah, nagtatanong tayo, para saan pa? No, ubus na ang lakas ko, ubus na ang kakayanan ko, para saan lahat ito? Well, let me tell you one thing, because as we continue on, God says, He made us for a purpose. Okay? Now, before you continue to talk about breakthrough and renaissance and, you know, the next subject matter that we're going to talk about in a couple of weeks, you have to understand one thing. Breakthroughs, okay, achievements, and the accolades of life, wala pong kwenta yon if it does not connect to a purpose. Okay, lahat ng ginagawa natin, you know, raising our family, okay, taking care of our kids, going to work, at the end of the day, if it does not amount to a significant purpose, why do it? Right? Why do it? Okay, you have to understand that God is saying this to you. He made me, okay, He made you for His purpose. Everything, absolutely everything above and below, okay, visible and invisible, everything God started in Him and finds purpose in Him. I love this verse, Colossians chapter 1, verse 16. Lahat po ng nilikha ay matatagpuan lang ang saysay, ang dahilan ng kanilang pagkakalikha kay Kristo. So, ibig sabihin, I, you, the church that we're in right now, the Gateway Community Church, will be worthless, will be nothing if we don't align our purpose with Christ. So knowing God, you know, sabi niyo ito, results in every other kind of understanding. Pag nakilala natin ang Panginoon, even the wisdom literature authors would say this, you know, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The moment we align ourselves to God, the moment yung fear of God is not fear dahil natatakot tayo sa Kanya that He would judge us, but that kind of fear is more the reverential kind of fear, yung takot na nadala o bunga ng paggalang at pagkilala. Okay, because kinikilala at ginagalang, sinasamba natin ng Panginoon, tayo po ay may takot sa Diyos. You know, and yung paggalang na yon, nagbubunga ng talino, nagbubunga ng kaalaman, at the more that we know God, the more we make sense of life. So, as we continue on further with this, okay, your life is beautiful. Okay, let me end with this. Your life is beautiful. Celebrate it. Don't waste it. Because it is beautiful. So, as we kind of climax this in conclusion, sabi niya, it is Christ that, okay, find out who we are and that we are set apart for a good thing. And as we end the book of Ephesians and the book of Acts, you know, respectively, talks about a beautiful purpose that God has for you. So, my dear friends, as we continue on with this first quarter of the year, I pray that you begin with a purpose. That the only way for you to navigate uncertainty during this time of challenge and challenges is to navigate it with the assurance that God has called you with a purpose. So I pray that you continue on with the Lord, and if you have not made really a personal decision to give your life to Jesus, I pray that you do it now. And I'd like to kind of lead you into a short moment of prayer. And if you would like to invite Jesus to come into your heart, because probably you have not found real purpose and probably you pursued a lot of things and you find yourself empty, it's now time to come to the Lord and surrender. Pray with me. Just follow this simple prayer and then we'll continue on. I'll invite you. Just invite Jesus into your heart and pray with me right now. Father, come on. Father God, thank you for your love. Thank you for your Son, Jesus. I know that I'm a sinner. Please forgive me. Make me whole. Allow me to discover my purpose in you. Today, I surrender my life to you. Be my Lord and be my Savior. I accept you to come into my life. And from now on, lead me, Lord God. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. If you pray that prayer, we'd love to hear from you. Help us, you know, guide you to a meaningful journey with the Lord. Get in touch with us, message us, and let us know that you made a decision. God bless you, and we'll see you again in the next coming Sunday. Have a good week.
That is today's edition of Live Wire. Now, if you want to catch the next episode live and fresh, tune in on our online Sunday services. You can catch us on Facebook at 10 a.m., 3 p.m., and 6 p.m. on Sundays, Philippine Standard Time. Or you can also check us out on YouTube, where you can watch that particular episode. Now, we will see you again on the next one. And this LiveWire episode is brought to you by Gateway Community Church, reaching people, transforming lives.